right here on Interlochen Public Radio. Good evening, I'm Linda Steffen. It's 5:45. Plans for a new homeless shelter in Traverse City have not just received a green light. Leaders of Safe Harbor say there's a lot of confusion on the issue today after a production error at the Traverse City Record Eagle. A front page story in the newspaper today was actually originally published back in July. And though the headline looks good for the controversial proposal, supporters say the timing of the flub is not at all good, just one day before a crucial public hearing. Safe Harbor's Christy Minervini is on the line. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
What's your concern, that people will stay home because they think this is all taken care of?
Yes. I have spent the last few days touching base with our supporters and encouraging them to come to the meeting or to send emails of support to the commissioners, and I've heard from several yet today asking whether or not their support is still needed. The headline in the Record Eagle, as much as I'd like to think it's a prophecy for us, is actually a little more damaging.
And can you tell us a little bit more about what the process is going forward? So tomorrow you go to the Planning Commission, and that is a public hearing, and then you'll still have to go on to the City Commission from there. What's the timeline?
It'll be a little later in October. I believe it's the 20th that we'll be in front of the City Commission, and they will have to approve the recommendation from the Planning Commission that will hopefully be made tomorrow evening. And then from there, we would move forward on lease negotiations and a potential contract with the city for the use of the Wellington Street building.
Were you to receive all of those approvals, when do you think you would likely actually have that green light?
Well, my hope is that we'll have a green light by the end of the year, but the city has already informed us that the process is going to take a little longer than what we'd hoped and that we really don't have any chance of being in the building yet this season. So we'll be looking at the 2015-2016 season after the rehab of the building. So, like I said, there's a lot to be worked out with the city, not just with the building, but with the property and the streets. So that process will take months beyond lease negotiation.
And clearly there is still a lot of questions and concerns among people who live and own buildings in the area of the proposed site near Wellington Street. So is there also some work that needs to be done there as well?
Well, we continue to reach out to the Boardman neighborhood and businesses, and we are working with a community outreach team made up of members of that neighborhood as well as Safe Harbor representatives. So we're really trying to address concerns before they happen, but then also have a mechanism in place in case there are problems down the road. We don't anticipate that there will be. We've been operating for 10 years in the neighborhood through our church network with very little problems, and we expect it to be the same. Nothing about our operations is changing. It's simply the 23 church network of volunteers rotating into that building versus people experiencing homelessness rotating into the churches.
Christy Minervini, thanks again for your time.
Thank you.
Christy Minervini is the fundraising chair for Safe Harbor of Grand Traverse Incorporated. The group is asking for permission to use a city-owned building on Wellington Street near the main branch of the public library. It would be the first homeless shelter building within city limits. It's been a divisive proposal with both strong supporters and staunch critics. This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen.